rack is always, she's always pursuing one, and she finally she got her degree from, as I said, from Sanford University, or was Howard College back then.
Okay, well, let's see, you've been talking about the capital area. Could you tell me a little bit more about Winston County, about the history?
Well, I don't know very much about the, it used to be several of the counties, you know, combined here that, you know, during the Civil War, it was known as a free state in Winston. I guess you've heard about that and all.
Yeah. Can you tell me how that came about?
Well, it was during the secession period, you know, during the Civil War, when the South seceded from the Union, and so they said, well, if a state can secede, a county should be able to secede from the same thing, and so there was not many Negroes living in Winston County then.
Mm-hmm.
The blacks, and they didn't feel like that they should fight the wars for the big landowners, so mm-hmm. they had a meeting at, it was out from Houston somewhere, anyway it was, and they had a meeting of all the county to come in to see whether they'd secede or not. They sent a representative down to Montgomery. I think his name was Sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, somebody said to have the meeting, they said, they shouted the Free State of Winston, and that's where it got its name, Free State of Winston. They never did secede from the Union, and then when the South, when the North began to, you know, to win, you might say, then the fellow should get the Southern, get these people around here, and they tried to make them fight then.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take them out, and we have a book, it's The Tours of the Hills. I don't guess you've ever heard of it.
It was just mentioned when Mr. was here.
Yes, and also there's a history of Winston County. And
I'm going to get hold of those.
Starsville in Alabama, of course, I don't think that's... That's not authentic as these others are. These are supposed to be authentic. The man who wrote these is supposed to be, it's a fiction. Of course, history of Winston County, not fiction, but this is supposed to be fiction, but...
It's based on
history. It's based on history, and they'd take them out and they would, you know, do awful things to them and try to make them fight then, and some of them then they joined the Northern Union, they joined the Union, they slipped through, they joined the Union, and someone said there's more people fought in the Civil War against the, in Alabama, went against in Alabama than there was fought in World War I with Alabama, World War II with Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But when they begin, you know, just to take them out and do things to them, then they decide they'd just go ahead. And they organized what was known as the Tories then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where the word Tories came from.
Mr. was telling me about Aunt Jenny. Can you tell me a little about her?
Well, I don't know. There's so many things told about her, but my father, grandfather, he knew the family very well.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a dear friend of our family. Of course, she was supposed to be, killed so many people, I don't know whether she ever did or not, but when Henry